Q99.7. We hear you, Southside. How come you guys never come to Southside? How come you never talk about the Southside?
Nobody from the Southside sounds like that.
No, they don't.
Nobody.
When's the last time you were on the Southside? I've been there recently, and I know what they sound like.
Oh, is that so?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Where were you?
Why don't you tell Mary David to come down here on the Southside and tell us what's good to eat down here?
Whoa.
That's what she said.
That is not what the email sounded like from Stacey Waters, Bert Show fam listener, and Atlanta Eats watcher. She reached out to me.
Yeah.
And so I have to respond to emails like this because she's like, why are you avoiding the South Side?
Right.
So I've heard this my whole career in radio. The South Side always feels slighted. So I'm going to go there with you. And I actually asked for a lot of suggestions from social media. I haven't been to all the places. I've been to most of them. But I will tell you that when you do give me suggestions, I love it. But I will also vet them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I'm going to go online, I'm going to look at the website, I'm going to see the reviews.
So the Southside hasn't earned your respect yet.
No,
you
no,
feel
no.
like you need
Mad
to filter.
Mad respect.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Because you're walking a fine line,
if
Mara.
I'm endorsing or mentioning something on the Bert Show, I got to make sure that I see that other people like this. So I did vet Stacey's suggestions. She said she lives in Barnesville, and she loves a place called American Pie Pizza. She loves her pizza, calzones, but OMG, the butterballs is what she said.
So what's a butterball?
I guess that's some bread with butter. Ooh. And I'm into okay. it. In Henry County, she said Sarah's Country Cooking. It just warms the soul, and that's cafeteria Southern style. So shout out to them. Got another suggestion from Anne Marie Herrera, and she suggested 6th Street Pier in Griffin, which looks great. That's steak and seafood. Gretchen Watkins suggested the Curious Pig in Peachtree City, which is not a barbecue place. It's a gastropub. So this is a really cool looking place. And you know, Peachtree City is kind of, you know, with all the...
I've heard it's grown a lot.
It's with all the movie studios there and all the different things that are happening in Peachtree City. So it's kind of...
It's more than just Delta Pilots now.
That's right. So now you've got the Beirut in Peachtree City, which is a big favorite. That's Lebanese. That's like been known for a really long time. That's actually one of the best in the city. What I mentioned, Palmer's, which is a great place. And then in Sonoy, Chef Hillary White has Chef Hillary, which is a great spot. She's been around. She used to work at Buckhead Life. The She Cafe in Tyrone has been suggested by a lot of people. Fresh food with Asian flair. They do bowls and rolls and that kind of thing. Also want to mention ATL Airport Restaurant Week, which I'm a part of with Atlanta Eats. A couple great places. One of my favorites is the Corner Grill in College Park. If you want great chicken and waffles, going to have a picture on my Instagram, Mara Davis 2000. Mm-hmm. Let me get it right, Mara Davis 2000. Chicken and waffles. I just had it last weekend.
Have you tried this yet, Mo?
No.
Chicken and waffles? Dude, I've been here 17 years and never had chicken and waffles.
What?
True.
Wow. I didn't expect that.
Never once.
Not even Gladys Knight's chicken and waffles?
Never been.
Well, that's long gone.
I know. But I would went say, there before it was.
You know, I've been cranky about chicken and waffles because I feel like they've been overdone. I feel like there's just, it's like you see it everywhere. But the Corner Grill in College Park is the real deal. Julie and Annette own it, and I love them dearly. And this is part of the College Park Restaurant Week, which starts on the 7th. It goes through the 14th.
Okay.
So you can look that up. Go to AtlantaEats.com. You can find out more information on that. And also a shout out to Cupcakery with a K. It's always more fun when you use a K instead of a C. But their cupcakes are really, really good.
Not if you got too many K's.
You know, that's true. I went there over the weekend, and I enjoyed some cupcakes with a K. Yeah. Follow me, ask me, eat, just keep it going. Love you, Bert Show fam. I'll keep eating for your benefit.
All right, now Southside, get off our back. Q99.7.